I'm Bob Beck. When you hear the word boom in the West, you usually think about the energy industry. But in the last 15 years, there's been another kind, a timber boom. That's thanks to the mountain pine beetle, a tiny ravenous bug that's now chomped its way through over 40 million acres of forest in the U.S., moving north into Canada, and expanding its reach as the climate warms. To clean up all that dead wood, forest managers have turned to the timber industry, leading to a surge in jobs and enterprise. But now, the bugs have almost eaten themselves out of food. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports on what's next for the industry.
This is a log loader, and obviously he's loading logs, and then he'll pile brush with it like he did over there.
Hank Lucido is just what you think a lumberjack should be. The big burly beard, the stocking cap, the boisterous laugh. Today, the company he manages, West Range Reclamations, is harvesting beetle-killed ponderosa pines in the national forest on the Colorado-Wyoming border. The log loader's giant metal claw grabs several logs at a time and stacks them on a logging truck to ship for processing. And boy, do they use every stick.
With a lot of our byproduct, we grind up and we make the colored bark mulch. Then there's other places such as dairies and horse barns that like to have wood shavings. We sell that product too.
His company employs 18 people on three logging crews, not to mention all their subcontractors. In Wyoming, the number of jobs in the timber industry grew by 25% in the last 10 years. And nationwide, it's almost doubled. But the quality of the wood available to the industry is deteriorating fast. Standing next to a pile of wood, Lucido jabs his finger into the pulpy center of one log.
Some of this stuff, when it gets this red rot to it, if we were to grind that, it would turn to dust. You know, when we go to grab it and it crumbles, then it's not worth anything to us.
Lucido says he expects in the next 5 years, most of the standing trees will fall. When the trees hit the damp ground, they decompose, making it hard for his company to process them into anything profitable. That's not just bad news for the timber industry, but also for businesses that depend on the wood, like Rich Arbers. He manufactures rustic furniture and sells it in his store, Mountain Woods. He used to sell lots of dining tables and bunk beds made from bluestain, a kind of wood made from beetle-killed trees. But now,
I only have one, and it's a particularly nice piece, and that's this entertainment center here.
That's the only example of the beetle-killed bluestain in his whole store. He says it's not because the wood isn't beautiful.
When you get those lines of gray and lines of blue and even lines of red running through the grain of the wood, it's really fabulous.
And when the pine beetle was a big deal in the news, people couldn't get enough of bluestain furniture. So Arbor stockpiled it. But with the epidemic on the decline,
the interest in it has waned in a big way.
This might be bad news for pine beetle businesses like Arbor's and for the timber industry. But Wilderness Society Director Greg Applett says all those falling trees is good news for the health of the forest.
When a tree dies in the forest, its life is only half over. And that's because dead trees play such an important role. They're called nurse logs, and they help raise the next generation of forest.
Applett says if the timber industry continues to harvest all the beetle-killed trees, the forest will have a harder time recovering. Timber manager Mark Westfall with the U.S. Forest Service says that won't happen.
We usually have some standards that describe how much woody debris needs to be left on the forest floor. We try not to strip it clean.
It's forest managers like Westfall that issue the contracts allowing the timber industry to harvest beetle-killed trees. But with less and less of those trees left, Westfall says they'll have to start weighing the health of the timber industry against the health of the forest.
How long we'll be offering traditional timber sales, that's kind of to be seen. Really depends on how long the trees continue to stand.
He says the Forest Service will do what it can to keep offering timber contracts into the future so the industry can stay in business. But he says any day now, a big wind could just come along and knock all those trees down, effectively bringing to an end the pine beetle boom. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.